going on, people? So People Forget That podcast with myself, Ryan, and as always, Kevin.
Yes, that is my name. Thank you for remembering. I'm happy to be here as usual, as always.
Listen, I'm gonna get like a nice, smooth intro one of these days. Maybe. I'm still trying to work out the quirks.
Maybe it's a recurring bit that you always mess up the intro. I think maybe that's it. It wouldn't be our podcast if you didn't mess up the intro. So I'm fine with that.
That's all right. We're going to trademark it then.
Yeah. Boom. TM.
Okay. So what we're doing tonight, we're going to rank Kanye's top 20 hits. All right. So... I was looking at a lot of like other people's lists, not necessarily to create my own. Oh, to see if like I forgot any.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Right. Not to see like what order to put them in.
Nope.
Cause that wouldn't be authentic. And nope. We are the most authentic group in town.
It's just like, if you saw one that was like, oh my God, like how did I forget to put that one? And right. Then it's like, oh, right. it's just a little research. That's all.
Yeah. It's a reminder, healthy reminder. Okay. And I do want to apologize on the last podcast. I recorded
using my, a
potato. The sound quality came out terribly because I didn't use my, I talked into my Yeti mic, the Blue Yeti mic, but the settings were actually on my AirPods microphone. So it came out really poor. And I didn't realize it. I had no idea. So
hand up. That's on me.
I'm back. Okay, so we're just gonna start from top 20. We did Drake's top 20 already. That was like our most popular podcast. So we figured, obviously, we got to get the other goat in here, Kanye. So. If you're a big fan of Drake, listen to that one. That's like one you just like listen to in like 5 years. Like that's going to be, that's going to be fresh. You know what I'm saying?
It's hard to see that either of these lists would change much in 5 years. I mean, I would welcome that. That would be a great development, but I just have a hard time seeing how in 5 years from now, there's going to be more than a couple for either of them that were like, oh, these have to be on it. That would be great though. Yeah. That would be great.
I mean, I think Drake has more
of a likely chance. Yes.
He's more in his prime. So, you know, that could be more ever changing, but I mean, we'll see. He's probably going to have like three more albums left in him.
Yeah, I could see that.
I would put an over under on that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. So, I mean, now that I think about it, it'll probably be a couple more that you're like, ooh, this is at least in conversation.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Kanye though, you know, maybe one more.
If we get one more, that would be what a development that would be.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, there's just, I mean, he hasn't put any, I haven't heard anything about him putting out a new album.
I saw like some article that was actually, it was some really random like Instagram live with two people that I'd never saw in my entire life. And it was like a guy saying that he like filmed a music video for Kanye. And this was like last week. And I think he was saying like it might come out this week. But that probably means that, you know, it'll come out like 2.5 years from now. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
Yeah. I think no one is worse with timing than music artists. Like,
yeah.
No one. Not even women. So, I mean. We're just going to start from the bottom. Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
True.
Let me just get the list out. Okay. Yeah. So, and let's do a quick over under on the number of songs that we have.
Six and a half is my over under for songs that we have in common.
Wow.
Not in the same spot on the list, but that we both right have now in our top 20.
Just on the okay.
I'll take the over.
Oh yeah, definitely over. Make it eight. I think six is way too low.
Eight and a half. Over eight or under.
All right. I'm taking the over.
That's half the work. I'll take the over too. Yeah. I think nine or ten.
All right, so let's make it 10.5.
I'm under now. I'm saying 9 or 10.
Right. I'm over.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. So over under is set at 10.5. Mark it down, write it down.
Place your bets.
All right. Let's just jump right into it, shall we?
Yeah.
All right. So number 20.
Oh, God.
I've Touch the Sky featuring Lupe.
Wow. Have it on my list. So we're one right there. Boom. Love that. Well, I'm glad that you included that because I don't think we've ever talked about that song, but that song was probably, it's like, if I think about back to my iPod Nano days when I didn't really know any artists, but I just knew like what were the top 100 songs on iTunes, you know what I'm saying? Those days. And you're like, oh, let me listen to the 30-second snippet and I'll download this song.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And those days, the only Kanye songs that I had were that one, because I saw like the music video on MTV, like Hits or whatever. And it was like a really cool music video. He's like being like Evel Knievel, you know, that stunt artist. I don't know if you've ever seen the music video. And he's like flying a rocket ship and doing all this stuff. And I was like, oh, I didn't even know who the hell he was. And then like I had a couple more, but I definitely have that one on my list. I have it higher, but I mean, it's amazing. So, like, it's just, that song is incredible. It gets you in a good mood. It's based on a song by like Curtis Mayfield called Move On Up, which if you listen to that, it's also an awesome song. Like the beat is like just basically taken from that. Not completely, but it's heavily inspired from that, like sampled, whatever you want to call it. And I think Touch the Sky is just amazing. Like it's such an, you cannot listen to that song and not be like, let's go. Great mood.
Yeah. And going back to like that 30 second snippet.
Those
like,
were the days.
On iTunes, those were something. They would just put like the intro. Then they figured out like, we're just going to put like the best 30 seconds of the song. And then like, you listen to it and you're like, oh, I have to buy it for like $1. And it seemed expensive at the time.
Didn't they bump it up to $1.99 at one point? Like it went from 99 cents to $1.99 at one point. I guarantee you that happened.
I think it was $1. I think maybe like the major songs were like $1, like maybe $2. But I think for sure it was $1. Wait, did you say $1.29?
I think I meant $1.29.
Yeah, I think it was $1.29. Yeah. I mean, really, like, come on. Seriously, you're really squeezing the juice out of the orange there.
For 30 extra cents. Okay.
I don't know if you could buy. I mean, I think you can, but
does iTunes even exist anymore? Like, I don't understand. I don't have Apple Music. So like, what the hell is it like an insert? Does it look anything like iTunes?
I don't know. I think that, let me see. Let me just search on my iPhone. I think it's probably somewhere in here. iTunes store. I guess. Yeah, you can. You can. It's the same shit. All right. So and yeah, the songs are $1.29.
Oh my God! Why the fuck would anyone do that?
All right. So I'm looking at like Lil Yachty's album. He has 19 songs, all individual, are $1.29, but the entire album is $9.
All right. That makes sense.
Pretty much, you would just buy like the whole song.
But who the hell doesn't have Spotify or Apple Music? Yeah. Like one or the other.
You could buy the album. Or you could spend the $10 to get every other. You could
every album that ever existed.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, okay, what's even the point? Just get rid of it.
Yeah.
I mean, because you could listen offline too. I don't understand.
All right, I'll do my 20th song. So this is probably controversial, but so I have Christian Dior Denim Flow as number 20. I put it on the list, man.
I mean, that chorus is incredible. I didn't put on the list just because there's, I mean, technically it is a Kanye song off Good Fridays, but I don't.
It was a judgment call.
It's really tough. If it was just Kanye and Cudi, then 100% it would be on my list and a lot higher. But since there's so many features in it, and when I think of that song, I think of
Kanye, Cudi's last verse.
The chorus, Cudi's verse. I mean, and Kanye's verse is great as well. But there's also like, you know, I think there's four features in it.
Yeah,
so
it's like Ryan Leslie, Lloyd Banks, Pusha T. Right. But I think they all do really good. That's why.
No, that's the thing. They all do great, but it's like,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, one of the best Kanye songs. Like technically.
Yeah, I went with the technicality because I like it so much. I wanted to be on the list. But if someone doesn't put it on their list because they're like, I don't even really quite consider this even a Kanye song, I totally get that. But I put it as, that's why I put it on number 20. Like, I didn't want it to be in the elite mix at all. I just wanted it to be on the list.
No, that's fair. I mean, I totally understand. Like, I was on the other end of the spectrum where I was like, the song is so good, but I just don't. There's just so much, so many other artists that kind of make the song, so it's like hard to put it as like a Kanye song. So
right.
I didn't make the cut, unfortunately. Okay, so that's near number 20.
And I just changed number 15 on my list, by the way, in real time. We're operating in real time here.
Real time. Okay. All right, so we're 1 for 2. All right, so number 19, Diamonds from Sierra Leone.
Boom. Have that on my list. And I might as well say it now that I have it at 18. So close. So
damn.
Close.
Okay.
You have it on your list. You could speak about it first.
No, I mean, it's just a great song.
It's fucking so good. It's so good. Production. Like, if you're a Kanye, or if you're just someone who's listening to this and you're like, oh yeah, I like Kanye, you know, I know his songs. Just look up the song, Diamonds from Sierra Leone. Just listen to it front to back. And you're just going to be mind blown at how good it is.
Yeah, this came out in 2005, too.
15 years ago.
15 years. That's hard to believe. It sounds like
hard to believe.
It could come out today.
Yeah, and like there's nothing dated about it at all.
Ageless.
Because it's got that instrumental. And that's the thing is about there's some songs that are really good that I thought to put on my list, but you brought up the idea. Like there are some Kanye songs from like College Dropout, even like a little bit Late Registration, that do sound a little dated, even if they're amazing. But Diamonds from Sierra Leone like does not, like it could come out 15 years from now. It's not going to sound dated at all. It really is just classic, timeless. So, and his lyrics are super strong. It's just such a good song.
Right. Yeah, I think we're at like the point in music where the production is all sounds like very, it's just so, yeah, so computerized, so clear. You know, that's why like it was ahead of its time, Diamonds from Sierra Leone for sure.
Yeah. Okay. So that was 19 for you, right?
Yep. Yeah.
All right. This was my 19th. Oof. I wonder if you definitely have it. Do you have it on your list? I put Guilt Trip.
Of course I have it on my list.
Okay. I put it as 19. I put it as
very close. I'm very close.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, it was funny because I had it. I was coming down between that and, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, but there was other songs from Yeezus that were in contention to be sort of in the bottom tier of the, like, you know, towards like 18, 17, 16, 20. And I was just trying to decide. And I'm like, you know what? I could put a song that's quote unquote, like, you know, that maybe more people would think is like a better song, but this was a like versus better versus big versus most well known. And I'm just like, I just love this song. I don't know why really, because Cuddy's part is great. The beat is amazing. And even though Kanye's verse is like not really too lyrical and not really like super deep, I think his verse is great and it goes with the beat so well. And it's just, I just think it's a great vibe. Like when this song comes on, I just love it. I had to put it on the list, had to.
And that sample with, I don't know what that.
Like that fucking chanting, that weird ass like. Wom, 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 wom,
wom. Phenomenal.
It's so good. And it's so random.
And it's so unique that like you hear it and you're like, oh yeah, I know it. Like you just go through it in your head and it's just a very catchy.
And you just know that if you listen to that part and like before the song came out, like someone just played like that, like you said, that sample weird chanting womp womp part, and then was like, there's no, and didn't listen to anything else about the song, you'd be like, all right, the song's coming out, it's gonna be a rap song, whose song is it? Oh, you'd be like, okay, it's a Kanye song. Because it's just like, who the hell would put out anything that like weird and just out there?
It's very memorable, yeah. For sure.
That was my number 19. And my number 18, like I said, was Diamond. So we're 2 for 3 right off the bat. Wow, that the 10 and a half might get blown out of the water here. But so you could say you're number 18.
Okay. So I had Lost in the World.
Yeah, I mean, now we have 3. This is getting out of control. Yeah, song is so good. Talk about it's a perfect album closer.
Wait, we have four. I have Guilt Trip too. I have Guilt Trip on it.
But you don't have Christian Dior. Oh wait, you said Touch of Sky. We have 4, dude. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Lost in the World is amazing. Kanye's verse, he only has one verse, but I think it's an awesome verse. The beat is crazy. The instrumental is crazy. The sample is crazy. Like the vibe of the song, the sound. Oh, it's just like, oh my God, exactly. It's like, it's just a perfect closer to the whole album. Like it's so chaotic and so good. It's just amazing. Like what more do you want from an album closer than this song?
And just like a transcending moment, but you would have a transcending moment if you smoke to it. You just smoke and listen to the song.
Yeah, it's very trippy.
In the car. Oh my God.
It really is. It's spiritual almost.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's not like a spacey song.
No, you're right. It's not trippy. I don't know. I said trippy, but it's not really trippy. It's more like spiritual, like sort of uplifting. Something about it like just is like it touches you.
Yeah, you can't. It's hard to explain because it's not like that. It takes you into outer space, but it's not like a spacey song. You know what I'm saying?
It's just so great.
You just have like an out of body experience.
You really do. You're like, oh my God, this is unreal.
Like when I heard it, when I like first, you know, was under the influence, I was like, wow, this is incredible. This is just an incredible piece of art. Every time I listen to the song, every time I look at like just the title of the song, I just think about like that first experience. I was like, wow, I was just lifted.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's it. I was lifted.
Yeah, and it's like the intro part to the song where like it's just the vocals with like no beat or anything. You're like, oh God, what are we getting into right now? What's about to happen here? Just so good. I just love that song. Wow. So we have four. That's pretty crazy. All right. So that was 18 for you.
Yeah.
Okay. My 17th. I didn't know if I was gonna put this on the list, but and maybe this would be our. A disagreement, but when I listen to it, I'm like, this song is just so great. I put Real Friends.
Are you kidding me? Of course I have that on my list. Sure. I have it way higher.
Right, so that's five. That's five out of like six that we named each. Yeah, I think it's just such a good song. Ty Dolla Sign kills it. I really like the beat, even though it's like a simple beat. It's nothing crazy, but it's just really good. I love Kanye's lyrics.
It's a powerful song.
It really is. It's a real song. Real Friends, a real song, and it definitely deserves to be on the list.
Yeah, no pun intended. Like this is the type of music, like Real Friends, like I can't think of any. There's very few artists that could really put such a relatable song on. You know, I feel like no one really creates any real relatable songs. It's, you know, all about the same topics. Money
trying to be like how cool they are. And
flexing with Gucci, Versace, Christian Dior. I'm up in all the stores.
That song is terrible. Yeah. I mean, rest in peace to that guy, but that song is terrible. I hate that.
For everyone who's listening, I'm on your side. I like the song.
So bad.
I didn't like Pop Smoke at first. I'm like, this guy sucks. And then I heard him on Throwing Fits as the outro. I'm sure you listened to like that, probably that podcast. That was like when I was listening to it. And they put it out.
Yeah.
And then I was like, this thing, it slaps. So I started listening to that. And the other one is Welcome to the Party. Welcome to the Party is better. Christian Dior, or just, I think it's just Dior, is also good. But Welcome to the Party is his best song by Pop Smoke. All right. Rest in peace.
Look, I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, so that was your number
17. Yep.
Okay, so this one, so when I was talking about, you know, going on the internet, just crowdsourcing for seeing what everyone else has as like, you know, their top Kanye songs, apparently they voted this as the number two. So this is Jesus Walks.
Wow. Steve, and now I regret not putting it on my list, but I didn't put it on my list.
Oh, you didn't put it on your list. You didn't even put it on your list.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean, I don't hate it. I kind of just put it on just because like
You almost felt like you had to.
I felt like I had to like just throw it on there. Like, it's a good song.
It is
like,
really good. I mean, it's really good. It's a really good song. I mean, listen, if you don't, whatever you believe in, you don't have to believe it. Whatever, who cares? The song is objectively really good.
Yeah. Like, if I was really religious or like, you know, whatever, I probably would like this a lot more. I feel like the majority of people, I think the, during this time, because I think our generation is less religious, and I think the previous generation is more.
Yeah, I think that's probably fair to say.
This song might resonate with them a little bit more. But I mean, objectively, it's a good song. It's a good song. Yeah, like I said, like it was voted number two for, you know, Kanye's best songs, and it was like it wasn't like a very close either. Like the third one was like. All right, so it was like 99 votes. This one had Jesus Walks has 99 votes, and the second one had the third one had like 66.
Yeah,
so that's a strong margin.
It's you know, so I probably don't know if I'm missing something.
This was the song that I said like I was talking to you earlier like this is like might be controversial, but I'm just like not gonna put it on. And then I put it on because I was like looking at Touch the Sky, Diamonds from Sierra Leone, and Lost in the World. I'm like, this is. These are good songs, like, but I can live with Jesus Walks on this list.
Right. And I sort of regret not putting it on because I think it probably deserves to be in the top 20. And it is, it's a good sort of like, so if Kanye wants to make more like religious type of music, like, why can't you make songs like this? Basically, you know, it has like good verses, it has like a good flow, an interesting beat, and sort of it mixes it up. Like it doesn't fit one rhythm the whole song. Like it's sort of all over the place, but every sort of vibe it goes for is really good. Like you can make really good religious rap music. It doesn't have to be like, that's why if, like people would say like, oh, you're hating on Jesus is King just because like it's religious. It's has nothing to do with that. It's just that it's not good. Like just compare it to Jesus's Walk, which is, yeah, I probably should have put it on the top 20, but you know, I didn't.
Yeah. And also like how he even says it, like everyone always talks about like, you can't rap about Jesus or, and everyone talks about, you know, just like what I was talking about, money, pussy, weed and all that, whatever, flexing. And he like said that in the song, and it helps his case to be, it's like unique. So I threw it on there.
One of, it's just wild that of it's for like to start his career. It's like one of the, I think Through the Wire was the first single, but it is up there. Of course, now fucking Google is not going to help me out here with what were the singles to the College Dropout. Yeah, let me wait for it to load here. It was Through the Wire, I know. What all Falls Down, definitely. Okay, Jesus Walked was like the point is, it was one of the singles to College Dropout, but it's like his first album. It's like kind of a wild move to make Jesus Walks like one of the biggest songs on your first album. Like you said, it's kind of a risky move. Like, you know, it's not necessarily the vibe that is going to get promoted and glorified it in the rap industry. So yeah, I think, like I said, I probably should have put it on, but it didn't make the cut for me.
Okay, so that was my 17, right?
Yep.
Did you say you're 17 already? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, Real Friends.
Okay, and I had, okay, so number 16, I had Guilt Trip.
Right. Oh, okay. Oh. So my 16th, which you definitely have on your list too, is Saint Pablo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
So, I have a much higher.
That's six. I mean, what is? Oh, here, my computer's at 2%. Let me go get my computer charger. You can talk about Saint Pablo. I'll be back.
Okay, so this is my first solo edition. Saint Pablo, just phenomenal. Featuring Sampha, and any rap artist. I mean, it's pretty much Sampha. Sampha has such a good repertoire with Drake and Kanye that everything that they seem to put out is just, I want to say, legendary. I mean Saint Pablo, I'm gonna mention it later on my list, but I've a lot higher. Then you have, you know, Drake with Too Much. What's the other song? Drake, Sampha. emotion. I mean, Sampha, I don't know what it is, but Sampha and rap just go together like peanut butter and jelly. And it's really something to hear. And you hear, I mean, his verse is amazing. He added the second verse a month or two after. And technically, this song isn't on Life of Pablo. He just put it out. This was like one of Kanye's. Kanye doesn't put out a lot of Lucy's like Drake does. So
true.
This I'm it back, was like cool. He doesn't put a lot of Lucy's like Drake does. And this was actually one of the few Lucy's that he did.
True.
And he ended up throwing on Life of Pablo. And in my opinion, it's definitely the best song on that album. And it really bumped that up, the entire album up, just from that song alone.
And I'm glad like that
the ranks.
Yeah, agreed. And I'm glad that he put it on the album, because otherwise it could have been like lost in the mix. Like if it was just a Lucy, people could have just forgot about it. But now it's like, okay, if you're on Apple Music or Spotify, you go to listen to Life of Pablo, like it's on there. Yeah, I think.
And it does fit the vibe of the album as
100%, well. 100%. So, and it, yeah, Sampha kills it. I know you probably talked about it. I think Kanye's lyrics are sick. I think the beat's cool. Sampha part kills it. Like, it's an amazing song.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Yep. So that was your number 16?
Yep.
Damn.
And what was yours?
All right, so number.
Did you say it?
Mine was Guilt Trip.
Yeah, right. Gotcha.
So my 15 is New Slaves.
Wow. Okay.
You have it higher?
I have it a little higher, but I do have it on my list.
I know you really like New Slaves. It is really good. It's a really good song. It's not one of my favorite Kanye songs. But the beat is awesome. And he has some awesome lyrics, some meaningful lyrics. And it was huge. It was huge when it came out. It's definitely better than Black Skinhead, for sure.
I agree with that, even though Black Skinhead was way more popular. But yeah, I like Black Skinhead more than you do, but I do think New Slaves is better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much all I have on New Slaves. I'm not like, I think it, I recognize how good it is, but it's not personally one of my favorites. That it's not one of my go-tos for Kanye,
right?
But it's on my list, number 15.
Right. Okay. I like I said, I had it a little higher, but not a lot higher. I had at 15th. I had Blankety Blank in Paris.
Oh my god!
On Block Your Throne. I mean, I think it should be in the top 20. I think it's an amazing song. Do you not have it on in your top 20?
I actually don't, but I don't hate it. I don't mind it.
Yeah, I think 15 is like, this is not meaning that's like, it's not elite, but like if you go back and listen to the song, like there is a reason it was so popular. Like it's a great vibe. It's like a get pumped up sort of vibe song. It has a beat switch at the end, which is really cool. I think Kanye's verse, he kills it. And I think Jay-Z does good as well. So I put it at 15. Not like super up there, top tier elite Kanye song, but definitely in the conversation.
I would take it, in hindsight, I would take Jesus Walks Out
and replace
Bite the Bullet. Put it in Paris in there.
They sort of fit the same bill of like, just like if we were doing the biggest Kanye songs or like the most, it's sort of like we talked about with Drake, like this list would be entirely different if it was just like the biggest songs of Kanye's career. Like then, yeah.
But then we just go to Spotify, look at streams.
Yeah, and so much more boring. Like so much more boring.
Yeah.
But yeah, right. If you're going to have the one on your list, which is like maybe technically if we really got down to it, would be that if like I could only listen to 20 more Kanye songs, would this song, let's just call it Paris, would Paris or Jesus Had Walked make it in the top 20? You know, maybe not. But if we're going to put one song in the top 20, which is like I'm a little iffy about it, but I think it still deserves to be there. I think it makes sense that like, you would replace Jesus Had Walked with Paris, and I would put Paris like on the list. So, I mean, I don't, it's not like, it's really good though. I mean, it is really good.
I agree. It was a middle school banger.
Yeah, it's definitely a banger.
For us.
So what was that? That was my 15th, and you said your 15th too, right?
Right.
So my 14th was Lost in the World, which we already talked about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So my, bless you maybe.
That was close enough.
So my number 14, I don't think you have this on your list.
Oof.
Hold My Liquor.
No, I definitely don't have it on my list.
You just don't like this song, man. I don't know. This song is really good. This song is like, whenever I think of Yeezus, I just like, besides like another song I'll mention, this is like one of my go-tos for sure. I mean, he makes Chief Keef sound good. Like, that's rare. That's a quite the feat.
I don't even quite understand why this song doesn't resonate with me as much. Like, when I listen to it, I'm like, oh, this is really good. Like, I like this song a lot. But for whatever reason, it just never grabbed me. I don't know. I can't even really explain why. Like, I like it a lot. It has Bon Iver on it too, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I like it a lot. I have no problem with Hold My Liquor, but it's just not, I don't know why. It's just one of those songs where you're just like, I understand, like, if like you have it in your top 20, I don't think that's crazy, but just for some reason, I'm like, oh no, this would no way be in my top 20, but I don't even know why.
Yeah. I like, for some reason, whenever we talk to Yeezus, like, you just never mentioned that. You never held it as high as a regard as, you know, some other songs. And I really enjoy it. I think Keith sounds great on it. Kanye, just the vibe is very cool, and I fuck with it. So
I like the beat where it's like, and like every 2 seconds.
Yeah,
I do like that. So
special.
Yeah, it's cool. So what was that? Your number 14?
Yep.
And I said 14 for me is Lost in the World. So 13 is where I put New Slaves.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, like we talked about, I think it's really good. I think not that this really should count, but the promo for the song. Do you remember when they were like put in
on the billboard, yeah, or whatever? I mean, building.
Yeah, on the buildings. That was awesome. That, like, the projection of Kanye's face just rapping the song to like promote the song. Like, is that, that's got to be one of the coolest moves in like rap history. Like, come on, to promote a song. Like,
yeah.
That's sick. That is sick.
And it wasn't even announced, right?
No. I think they might have said something.
They might have done the day of.
Yeah, on Twitter, like, oh, at this spot and this spot, we're going to do something, but they didn't really say what. But come on, to debut a single, you're going to do it like that? Who the hell even came up with that idea? Sick. You just, oh, God, it's great. Yeah, it's my 13th for sure.
That definitely gives it like a boost.
It does give a boost.
I mean, it's just so, that's like, it just, you know, it's built in. I mean, it's awesome. It's that was awesome move that no one else, can you imagine anyone else doing that?
No. And it kind of fits the vibe of the album, like the anti-establishment, like, oh, you know, I don't get, they won't accept me, so I'm just going to broadcast myself on the side of the buildings. Because he did it on like some fashion buildings too, like, I'm just making this stuff up, but like, oh, it was on the Gucci store in France that he projected it on. I just think it's just a badass idea.
Only Kanye.
Yeah, basically. So that's my number 13.
13? Okay. So I Good Life featuring T-Pain.
Not on my list, my guy. Not on my list.
I'm not totally surprised, but I love, like, that was, I heard, I mean, Graduation, just going back to Graduation, it was just like, I love T-Pain. T-Pain was in his prime. Everything T-Pain touched when it was fire. And then you put Kanye, who was, you know, at the top of the game. It was like the two hottest artists in the game at the time. And they're also very, the music was very new. I don't think it aged as well as like when it first came out. I think it was a lot better when it first came out.
I agree with that for some reason, but I don't know quite why. Like, I still think it's really good, but it's not like as mind blowing as it was in the moment. And there is any part of it where I'm like, this, like what you're saying, it didn't age as good as you would have guessed, but it's still really good.
Because we kind of, at that point in time, like, T-Pain, the auto-tune was totally new. And like, T-Pain was just super hot. Kanye was on top of his game. Like I just said. So when that came out, it was like, shit, this is good. I love the music video too, the cartoon.
Yep.
And I just think that auto-tune kind of just is very played out right now. So, and it doesn't now, if like you play it now, if he dropped it now, I think it would be good, but it wouldn't be as big as a hit.
Yeah, I probably agree with that.
So yeah, that's my insight on it. yeah, number 13.
I think it's really good. I really like the T-Pain parts. I think he kills it. It is like I had it on like one of my songs to consider, of course, but I was just like, yeah, you know what? If I leave this off, it's not the end of the world. Even if it, I mean, this just obviously goes without saying. Whatever.
Like when I think of Kanye, I think of like Good Life. That's so definitely one song.
So do I. So what are we on? My number 12.
Yeah.
My number 12 is Streetlights.
Okay. I really like it. I really like the song. I couldn't put it on my list
because he's just saying one thing for the entire song.
What's that?
Because he's just saying literally one line over and over again for like 3 minutes.
I also thought that I think Coldest Winter is actually better.
Wow, hard disagree with that, but
I love
Coldest. I like Coldest Winter. On lonely nights, my land of hay. I'm really in the coldest winter. Goodbye, it is just that song is really good. I think Streetlights is better. I think Streetlights is just a great song. It's so weird and unique, and it's just cool. You just picture yourself in like some car when in the back seat when it's like snowing or something, and it's just a great vibe.
No, I mean I agree, but it's just not on my list. I just didn't put it on. But I do really like the song. I love the song. It's a good song.
Yeah. I mean, I think obviously same with Drake's list is they just have so many good songs where it's like, I don't know what we said with Drake, where it's like, we would probably almost agree on every song if we did like a top 40 or a top 50. But that's why it's more interesting to do a top 20. There's some tough cuts.
So we're staying in the same ballpark here for my next two selections. So number 12, I have Heartless.
Wow. I have it too, but I have it much higher.
Really? Yeah. Okay. I mean, at 12 is...
Yeah. 12 is 12 high. Is no, 12, high. We're officially an elite category.
We're round one. We're round one right now. Yeah. We're round one. It's a lottery pick.
Yeah, 100%.
So, yeah. Heartless, I mean, that's just like, when you first hear it, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Amazing. I mean... And this is when Kanye had like the longer hair too.
Yeah, it was a whole vibe of like 808s and heartbreaks. Like he had a little like mohawk or whatever.
Yeah, and this music video was also a cartoon. He was big into he loves the cartoon music videos.
It really was. And
this was when he was dating Amber Rose. This is the Amber Rose breakup, right?
No, it was because the. Wait a sec. Yeah, because he was still dating Amber Rose for My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy. So I think this is right around when they got together. And this was, I know so much about Kanye. Like, I know who...
Who was he talking about?
This woman named Alexis Pfeiffer, who he was engaged to.
Right.
And so, like, that's the whole pretext of, like, 808 and Heartbreak. His mom dies, and, like, he had, like, an engagement that, like... basically got broke. I don't know if the engagement got broke off before or after his mom died, but that is sort of the background of 808s and Heartbreak. But I mean, Heartless is sort of similar to Good Life, where it's like, if you think of Kanye, you think of that song, but I think Heartless has like aged amazingly.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's
100% agree.
It doesn't feel aged at all. Like it's not going to feel 12 aged years. 30 years from now. Like it's still going to be incredible and sound fresh. Like doesn't matter how long in the future you go.
Timeless.
It really is. What a song.
I feel like Heartless is such a general name for a song, but you really can't name your songs Heartless anymore. Can't make it better than this.
Yeah, I agree.
Don't try. It's like perfect. It just fits the story of like a song that would be named Heartless. It's just that good of a song to just like put everything, you just retire the name of the song.
Yeah, I know. I know exactly what you're saying. Like it's such a common theme, like, oh, I got my heart broken, like here's a song about me getting my heart broken, girl, she doesn't have a heart, she's heartless. But it's like you're saying, it's like, nope, you know, that genre is over. If you're gonna make a rap song and it has anything to do with heartlessness, like just give up, because it's already been done and you're not gonna top it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So my 12 was Streetlights. Yours was Heartless. What? My number 11. this, you might not have this on your list, but it's a similar vibe to 808s and Heartbreak because it's on 808s and Heartbreak. I put Paranoid at number 11.
Damn. No, I don't. I have another. I have a different song at number 11. Say You Will.
Wow. Okay. I think that's interesting that we both have like 11 and 12 that are both 808s and Heartbreaks, but we disagree.
Right.
I like Paranoid so much better than Say You Will. I'm going to be honest.
I mean, Say You Will is just like this long song. It's 6.5 minutes long, I think. Yeah. And I just love it. Just everything about it. It's so like unique. It puts you in like this mood. I don't know. It's just, every time I listen to it, and it's just a good song. And I just really like the song.
I think it's like sort of obviously like it wasn't one of.
I'm not here to argue.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't one of the singles to the album, but like if imagine like you're expecting a Kanye album and like this is the first song that you hear on the album. It's like what the hell is this? You know, weren't expecting this, but yeah, I think it's a really good song. I like it a lot. But I just like Paranoid better. Like I think Paranoid's it's obviously a different type of song. It's more like of a pop song, but I just really love the vibe of Paranoid with like Cudi and I think Mr. Hudson and Kanye, the beat, Kanye's verses and energy and vibe. I just like it a lot. But I don't Say You Will wasn't really in consideration for me, but I do like it a lot.
Yeah, I didn't really consider Paranoid. Let me see. I mean, it is really good. It's really fucking good. But for some reason, I just...
Cut. Some things have to get cut, man.
Yeah, simple as that. Okay.
So now... So number 10. Now we've just reached the, like... If we don't agree on all these 10... I know already... We already have one. Well, actually, I think I have one that you probably don't have on your whole list. And obviously, we already have he some.
Said about Drake. He said that about Drake, and we had like three that weren't even on the top 10.
Like we had three in the top 10 that like weren't even on each other's list.
Yeah.
So you're expecting us to have discrepancies here, is what you're saying?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, my number 10 is Touch the Sky, which you had. I just put it high.
Okay. Okay.
And I mean, we already talked about it, so I don't have to go into it again. It's just an amazing song.
I had Stronger.
At number 10. Wow. Pure disrespect. I mean, yeah, no, top 10 is elite category, but dude, Stronger is so good.
I mean, it's great.
I put it higher. I could
probably switch it. And maybe I could switch it into the top. What is this? 8. But I mean,
it's with what you believe.
It's pretty. It's right there. I mean, I feel like Stronger is amazing. I'd probably put it number 8, actually. But I mean, it's very close. Like, it's just like, you know, it's elite category. I'll get to it. But I mean, I'm fine with like switching it 2 spots higher from my next 2.
But you wouldn't go higher than that. Okay, I think that's fair. I mean, listen, we're getting into tough categories right now. We're getting to the Hall of Famers. So your number 10 is Stronger. My number 10 is Touch the Sky. I have Stronger on the list, so I'll just talk about it more when it comes up on my list. But number 9, I have Blood on the Leaves.
Wow, that's disrespectful.
Wow. I don't think it is, man. You know what? In defense, similarly to what you're saying, I wouldn't put it in my top 5. I wouldn't put it in my top 5. I could move it up to like 7, but I wouldn't put it in my top 5. I think it's
your top 5 is going to be very different. I'll tell you that much.
I think it's amazing. I have it on my list, man. It's number 9. But I think it's amazing. It is really cool. Like the beat drop that
comes out of nowhere. It again, man. It's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. It's fucking amazing. That's the song I was like, this, like some of the Kanye songs are fucking amazing. That's the song I was listening to.
Yeah, it really is. And it's like, It's just so good. He's got the auto-tune going. He's just talking about, you don't even know what the hell he's talking about, but he's just levitating all over the song. And it's like, this is incredible. And it's just, it somehow fits a Jesus vibe, even though it shouldn't.
It fits what?
Like, it fits a vibe with Yeezus, even though it's sort of like, I don't know, like, it's a beat drop that sort of keeps it on the Yeezus vibe. I don't know, like, because it's got, like, that sort of, like, weird, sort of mechanical, like, crazy, loud beat drop. I think it's great. I think it's great. I just, one thing I will say is that I don't love the sort of his ending verse. It's not like a 10 out of 10 for me. I like it, and I'm like, oh, this is really good, but it doesn't blow me away.
I mean, I love it. I love the emotion that he's pouring into it. The auto-tune is great. It's pitched perfectly. The production is phenomenal. The sample, everything about it.
We could have been somebody.
Yeah.
No, it's great. It's. I mean, maybe I could, on a different day, I might have put it in the top five, but it definitely is in the top 10, like, no question.
Okay. So that was your number 9.
That was my number 9, bro.
Okay. So I had Real Friends.
Oh, my God. Too high. Yeah. Too high, man.
I think it is a little bit too high, but I think it's a great song.
It is. I knew you'd always liked them. You always liked it more than I did, but it is really, like, it's one of those songs where it's like, okay, I'm saying it's too high, but it's like, okay, well then say something like bad about it. And it's like, okay, well, I don't really have anything bad to say about it. So
I think what I would do is I would put Stronger in a spot higher. So I would put it Stronger number 8, and then Real Friends, I would just move down. And the next one I move down. Cause like the top 7 for me are just like the Rock. Like, you just can't touch them. Wow. They're just fucking fire.
We're going to have one discrepancy, I think.
Oh yeah.
Well, actually, you didn't put one of mine. You already mentioned one of yours that is in my top 5. I'm interested to get to this, man. But I think, yeah, I mean, if you put like Stronger number 8, and then you put what, Real Friends would bump down to 10 in this scenario, and then your number eight would bump. I think, I mean, can you really make the argument that Real Friends is better than Stronger? I mean, really, when it comes down to it, like, Stronger is like
revolutionary. I didn't put I would definitely put Stronger higher. Stronger is the first song that I heard from Kanye.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with that.
And I think I might have made it my ringtone.
I think
Daft Punk. He just sounded awesome. I mean, it is a really good song.
And it's just like, now it's because it got so popular, like it
might be too popular. Maybe that's what it
is. It's probably, that probably plays a role, but it almost got so popular that, like, how sort of out of left field it was gets, like, downplayed because, like, since he, like, it's sort of like you try, like, a crazy trick. I don't know if you're, like, a BMX rider or something, or, like, a snowboarder, and you just try some random trick that nobody's really ever done before, and you, like, land it, and everyone's like, okay, that was, like, amazing. So then what gets downplayed is, like, how amazing, like, how out of left field it was.
Or it would be, like, did you see, what's the Will Ferrell movie with the, when he's playing basketball, Jackie Moon?
You know what's funny is that it's, what is it, like, I don't even,
tropical something.
No, that's the name of the team.
And tropics.
Who's gonna, wait, I'm just gonna cheat and look it up. Semi-pro. I never seen it, which is ridiculous because I love Will Ferrell and I love basketball.
Wow, that is ridiculous.
But what were you gonna say? Like, what were you gonna compare it to?
So basically,
alley-oop scene, sniped it.
Yeah, the alley-oop scene where they do the alley-oop and they land it, and then they just, like, everyone just pauses, like what the fuck was that? And then they're just like, they like just realize, like, how amazing it was, but they were, like, just so shocked at, they were just in awe. They were just in absolute awe. That would be what you're basically trying to say. Like, it just came, it was just so different, but it was just amazing at the same time.
Yeah.
Is that a good comparison?
No, I think that's exactly it. It's like he tried something that had not really, I mean, can you really?
I'm really disrespecting Stronger. I'm sorry. I gotta say.
Wow.
I just put it on my list, and I knew it was, like, I just put it in the middle. I wasn't really sure. I think this part, yeah, I would definitely put it. No, I would put it two spots higher. That's fine.
Yeah, I think I don't think you can really say disrespect if a song's the eighth best Kanye song. Like at that point, it's like we're splitting hairs.
I do think Real Friends over it though, and probably definitely Real Friends over it. So it would be disrespectful.
Agreed.
Okay, so I said my number nine. Did you say your number nine? Yeah.
Yeah, right? Blood on the Leaves.
Blood on the Leaves. Oh yeah, that was also disrespectful. Number eight, I put Father Stretch.
Wow, I don't have it on my top 20. I thought you
had what? 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 That's crazy. That is crazy. That's
only. Well, now I know we're gonna have a discrepancy. I have my one that you didn't put on the list. That is my number seven, I think. And I think it's better than Father Stretch My Hands. Father Stretch My Hands is amazing. Maybe I should have put it in the top 20, but
production, Cuddy. Because the thing is I might think it's a little bit. What are you doing? Making beats? I'm a huge, huge Cuddy fan.
Right.
And Cuddy came out of nowhere. Like Cuddy has, like during when this came out, Cuddy's was like very.
He was on life support.
He was on life support. Like Drake's dissing him on Two Birds, One Stone.
He's going Miami through is his amazing. Phases.
Yeah. So Kanye was, he put out like some really bad, I don't even know like the name of the album. And I just thought he was lost and wasn't going to put out any good music. So then he comes out on this, and I was like, wow, this shit is fucking phenomenal. Just destroy the chorus. It was like a meme. I don't know what you would call like. It's not like a funny. It was just like, I guess it was. They made it funny. I mean, it was just like the chorus is legendary.
The Metro Boomin drop is legendary.
Yeah, Metro Boomin drop's legendary. I think Kanye tried his best to like fuck it up with like the bleach his asshole. I just fucked this model, bleach my asshole, whatever the fuck that line is. He tried his best to.
He really didn't try to spoil it. But he couldn't do it. That's a problem. It's like he tried his best to ruin the song, but it's like the song just battled through. It was like, all right, you know what? Let's just move on.
Kanye really could have just. I don't know. He really didn't do that great of a verse. Like his verse isn't that great. It's like it's memorable though. You memorize it, but like it's not like when you think of like Kanye's best verses, you're like, fucking Father Stretch, baby.
No.
If I fuck this model, then I fucking bleach my asshole, whatever
the fuck. The best part of Kanye's contribution to this song is I just wanna feel liberated when he does that. Yeah. Like, that's amazing. That's perfect. He should have just done that for 2 minutes straight. His actual rapping verse leaves much to be desired, but the song is still incredible.
Yeah, I'm just listening to it. Okay, yeah. I think that chorus is just fucking phenomenal. The beat is good. And so, yeah, so now that I said them, I would put Stronger ahead of Father Stretch and Real Friends.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense. So my number eight is Can't Tell Me Nothing.
It's obviously on my list. I have it higher, naturally. I'm pretty close, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, at this point, there's not really much left. So,
Can't Tell Me Nothing is fucking amazing.
It's just legendary.
It's a legendary song.
It really is. I mean, it had the Hangover, the first Hangover.
Yeah.
Like that added.
Oh, man. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The Hangover originally.
It's like a phenomenon.
Was that like one of the best movies ever, honestly?
It was definitely for some reason, like.
It was so captivating.
It was really captivating. I have no clue.
I don't know what it was.
Like, it was just why did it like have such a, like it was a phenomenon. Like it for, when did it come out? The original one?
2013? I don't even know.
And what's funny is that 2009,
dude. 2009. Holy shit. Wow.
So that would have been when we're in eighth grade, 10, 11. Yeah, eighth grade. Or when we just are like finishing up eighth grade. I don't know why the hell it was like it became such like a cultural force. Because on Rotten Tomatoes, it gets 78%. And on Metacritic, it has 73%. But I guarantee you, if I click on Rotten Tomatoes, the fan score is way higher. Yeah, the audience score is 84%. I mean, it's really good. But the funny thing is, I never saw The Hangover 2 or 3. And like, I never wanted to.
I mean, they got worse and worse. Of course. They weren't terrible. It was exactly what you expected. I mean, they
just hung over.
Get hung over and go on an adventure, and one of them gets lost. So I mean,
and then at the end, they're all happy and friends again.
Yeah,
and Mike Tyson was in it. Like I don't know why it was, right. But yeah, like Kanye being in that was just it sort of added to it.
Yeah, no, that scene is just fucking awesome.
And but the beginning of the song is so good too, like. The la la, like whatever the hell, like how did you even
wait till I get my money right? Like,
how do you even
sample
the idea?
Oh,
yeah, the sample, the Jeezy ad libs, even though Jeezy is not on the song at all. Like, who the hell could get a guy like Young Jeezy, who's like a big name rapper in his own right? And Kanye's like, you know what, man? Like, I don't really want you on the song, but I'm just can you just like growl a little bit in the background, and he's like, yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Deal.
Yeah, deal. I'm on the song. Perfect. Deal. Yeah, it's just great. I mean, there's so many legendary lines.
So good. Great, great song.
It really is incredible.
And you have it at what? Number
8.
8?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's extremely high. You're going to throw a temper tantrum when I say number 7. Oh, 7 was probably not even on your radar. But what's your number 8? Oh, you said your number 8?
I said, yeah.
Well, okay, I'll say my number 7. We might as well just get it out of the way. I mean, look, man, it's Devil in a New Dress.
Oh, I have a higher.
Wow!
I have a higher, dude. I have a fucking higher. I have a higher.
I'm shocked by that. Damn, because I don't think we've really ever talked about it, but this song is so good.
His best rap song.
Like, in terms of, yeah, okay, I could...
Because there's no, yeah, I mean.
Oh, God, you're going to have
I'm it, beat it sick.
This anyway, but go ahead.
What'd you say?
Like, I would say his best rap song is my number 6 upcoming, but I'm thinking you might not even have it on your list if you're saying Devil in a New Dress.
Probably not.
Wow. No. Now that is highest of disrespect. Unbelievable. Wow.
I mean, I have no idea. I don't know.
We're going to have to talk about that. But Devil in a New Dress.
Probably not.
I mean, it's Rick Ross's, like, Rick Ross's verse on this is probably, like, one of the best verses I ever heard in my life. I mean, it's, like, there's no way that I would put, like, more than 5 verses that I've heard in my life that I like more than Rick Ross's verse. And what you want to know what's crazy is that, I think I've already talked about this, maybe even on this podcast, but Kanye sent him the song and asked him to put a verse on it, like as the album was like about to get turned in. Like it was like a rush against time. Like this verse almost didn't even make it onto the song, because if you remember, it got released as part of Good Friday, but it was just Kanye.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you're like, oh, you know, you're kind of bummed out. Like, cause you're like, oh, Devil. So many of these songs that we heard on Good Friday are part of the album. So like before the album comes out, you're sort of like, man, I heard like half these songs already. It kind of kills the suspense. But then when you hear The Devil in a New Dress, if you compare Good Friday's Devil in a New Dress, which is probably like on YouTube or something, to the album version where there's like a 2-minute guitar solo that leads into like Rick Ross's best verse of his career,
right,
where he just scores like 82 points like Kobe on his verse. It's just like, oh, my God. Like you thought.
Wait, is that on the album version or no?
It is on the album version.
Okay,
but I'm just
because I first heard it on Hot New Hip Hop. That's when I downloaded it when it first came out.
That's interesting.
But yeah, because
I don't really remember Hot New Hip Hop like releasing songs that were on albums. You know what I'm saying?
It wasn't on an album, dude. That he just put it on the album. I honestly didn't. Yeah, it was just he just put it out.
Well, another thing that happened is Rick Ross put it out as
a thing.
Rick Ross put it out. Rick Ross has his own solo version for some weird reason. Where it's like,
yeah,
he has like, I think even like a music video, not like a serious one, but I just have this memory of like, if you go on a YouTube, Rick Ross, Devil in a New Dress, like there's a solo version. And then there's the version where it's just Kanye. And then there's the album version, which has both of them. I mean, the song, the beat is crazy. Like how Streetlights, you picture yourself like in a car in the winter in the back seat, like staring out the window and the windows are like fogging up. This Devil in a New Dress is just like, it's just the summer vibe. Like it's hot out. The beat is just crazy. And you're just living life. You're just drinking a little bit in the backyard. And it's just like, you just play this song. Kanye's verse is hilarious, but also really good. And Rick Ross, I'm just obsessed with Rick Ross's verse on this song. I'm sorry. It's just incredible.
This is what Rick Ross said when I asked about his verse. He said, when I recorded that verse for the first time, he came in, heard it, and he told me he thought I could do better, and he walked out. And then I wrote another one, and on the second verse I wrote is the one you hear on the album, which a lot of people will consider one of Rosé's best verses. Shout out to Yeezy. So he was talking about himself in third person.
Was that an article or is that a video?
Yeah.
It's an article?
Yeah.
Wow. So he told him that he thought he could do better. And wow. Yeah,
and he walked out. He walked out of the studio. he heard it and then walked out of the studio.
What's crazy is that the same story is with, I mean, it's not a spoiler alert because we obviously both have it on the rest of it, but I told a story before about how Kanye did that to Pusha T on Runaway, where he made him rewrite the verse. Like literally you can read a similar story of that Pusha T has, where he's like, you know, like this needs to be better. And he just kept telling him that like a million times. It's kind of crazy that it's just like, it really worked. Like it brought that, like I imagine if Kanye had just accepted like whatever Rick Ross's first version of his verse was, like we would have missed out on this. So, I mean, yeah, that's my, what is that, number 7. And yeah, I mean, I think it's definitely one of, it's kind of crazy to consider it as this high up, because I almost think Rick Ross's verse overshadows what Kanye does on the song. But when you factor in the beat, when you factor in Kanye's verse on it, you put in the guitar solo towards the end, you add the guitar solo to Rick Ross's verse. So it definitely, I'm surprised, honestly. I would have been, for some reason, I just didn't expect you to have it this high. Good enough. I like that.
Yep.
So what's your number 7 then, big guy?
Flashing Lights.
Yeah, I have it on my list, obviously. I mean, it's just elite. It's just like, you've never heard a song on this level from a rapper.
Yeah, I mean, it's, every time I hear it, like it's like you never hear, it's so unique.
Yeah. You're never going to hear anything that's like, oh, this kind of reminds me of Flashing Lights.
It's like, at first when you hear it, I feel like I didn't actually like it. It was just so different.
Yeah.
And then, I'm listening to it again. I mean, just the beat is just amazing. I think it's just like, I think it's the woman. I don't know. No, I'm listening to it now, and it's just amazing. The beat's amazing. Kanye's verses are awesome. And you would take it this far, but what do I know? Yeah. Flash, lies, lies. I mean, wow.
It's just amazing. Wow. It's so good.
It's an amazing song. It's an amazing song. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
Yeah.
It's just that. It's great.
Yeah. Like you said, like his verses, the chorus, the vibe, the beat, the how unique it is, how it's just, you're never going to hear another song like it. And Kanye's verses fit the vibe and are really good. And what a song. What a song. Just amazing song.
Yeah.
So number 6, my number 6, I don't think you have on your list. And that's pure disrespect, man, because my number 6 is Power.
I'm not the biggest Power fan.
Yeah, I for some reason I kind of knew that. I don't know how I knew that to be true. You must have said it before, but dude, the song is like incredible. The beat is incredible. Every lyric, these are some of the best lyrics from Kanye ever.
It is really good. But I mean, I don't know. It's just, I don't know why. I just think of the stupid NBA commercials whenever I think that it honestly ruined it for me.
I don't even remember the commercial.
Are you kidding me? The NBA playoffs, dude. It was just like, Power. Oh, I want that power. It's like every time. I'm like, oh my God.
I don't.
I just couldn't do it.
Well,
it ruined it. It ruined the song.
Why did it ruin Amazing then from on 808s and Heartbreaks.
It did, honestly. That's why it's not on the song. That's why they're both not in the top 20s. Like, I don't know what to say. Like, I just can't do it. I just can't do it. I've seen so many of those commercials. Because the thing is, like, I'll listen to it, and then it will get popping, and then they'll go super mainstream and all the commercials. It was like all over the place, all these commercials, and
on
then
the Social Network soundtrack too, like the movie. I never saw that movie.
Probably.
Everyone like raves about it.
Oh wow!
Yeah, I never seen
it. It's good. I forgot who says it. I think it was Scorsese, however you pronounce it, said that it was like the movie of the decade
or whatever, or the 2000s, yeah, or something like that.
Yeah. That's you know, quite the statement or opinion. But yeah, Power, going back to Power, yeah, those, just the NBA commercials, honestly, just ruined it for me. Like, I do not listen to this song.
I don't listen to it that much, but I still love it. Like, I probably overplayed it when it came out, because this was like his comeback single after all like Taylor Swift stuff. And I just think like he just totally knocked it out of the park. And what's funny is that I remember this coming out on Hot New Hip Hop, and it didn't have like a red rating, like in terms of like, this is trash.
It didn't?
No, it didn't. It had like a yellow rating. Like, I want to say
they're haters. They're haters, man. What? Those Hot New Hip Hop trolls.
Yeah. I mean, they're haters. Back in the day, it's just like any song that was sort of different, they were just like, oh, this is trash. Like, how the hell do you give Power, yeah, like whatever they give it, a 54%? Like, get a grip. But then you'll give like, you know, Nav featuring like, you know, Little DaBaby, like, oh, 92, super hot. It's like, all right, great job,
guys. Yeah, some of the songs were very questionable.
Fit up.
They got this very hot.
Yeah, with 7 days. Okay, what's your...
What I will say, yeah, though, the Power outro is amazing.
Dwelle or whatever? Like, who the hell is that guy? That's another guy?
Yeah,
like,
I don't know.
Sort of in the Kanye universe where you're like, I don't know anything about this guy except he's on Flashing Lights and he's on Power. Again, man, I guess those are two good moments. I hope you made a lot of money from that.
And we're a fan now, so.
All right,
fan
for life. Six, bro.
Okay, number six. Dark Fantasy.
Oh my God, what's going on? Our lists are divulging.
I told you,
dude.
It was gonna be different.
I had it at least in consideration to be the top 20.
It's just, I mean, when I. It's just the perfect intro.
It is a perfect
intro. It really is a great depiction of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, the sample. No, it's not a sample. That's the thing. Is it a sample?
It is.
Did he get, or did, are you sure?
I think if you go
in the beginning.
At the beginning with Nicki Minaj, you're saying?
Yeah. No. Nicki Minaj.
She does the intro to the song, bro. She does like in that little weird British accent. We might just
like the. Can we get that much higher?
Yeah, I think.
Is that a sample, or did he literally orchestrate that?
No, it's a sample, dude. It's a sample. It's in.
All right. Either way, I mean, how do you go from like that? Like, I don't know, like this choir and like the beat drop and just badass beat drop. Mercy, mercy me, that Mercy Lago. I mean, how you say broken Spanish, me no hablo. I mean, I don't know. It's fucking good song.
Many Urkels on your team, that's why you win slow. Yeah, it's just a great song. And it was in consideration. I didn't put it. I'm surprised that you put it this high, but it's like an incredible song. And it does, like you're saying, it does perfectly fit like the vibe of the album.
Yeah, because whenever I think of My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, like it, I think of this song. Just like the way it sounds, like somewhat to how Nothing was the Same would be, not Tuscan Leather, not The Language, from like Furthest Thing or something like that.
Yeah, I agree with
something
that.
Like, yeah.
This is like the vibe of the album.
Right. So, I mean, for his, you know, greatest album.
Fair. It's a fair argument. That's a pretty good argument.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah, so that's my number six.
Okay, my number five, we already mentioned it, but I put Heartless as five.
Okay.
I mean, I don't...
All right. Yeah. So I mentioned all these. I think we've mentioned all of them. Okay. So my number five was Devil in a New Dress.
Okay, I totally respect that.
So what was your number four?
Stronger.
Okay. My number four was Saint Pablo.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, like I said, I have it at 16, but it's on my list.
Yeah.
My number four was, go ahead.
We talked about that already. Yeah. So.
My number four is, I mean, my number three is Flashing Lights.
Okay, wow. All right. Shit. Okay, fair. My number three is Can't Tell Me Nothing.
Okay.
So what's your number two?
No, we have the same top two. No,
we don't.
We don't?
You already said that.
I already said, wow. Dude, wow. So we said you're number two?
Yeah.
What's your number two?
Blood on the Leaves, dude.
Okay. I put I Wonder from Graduation.
Wow. This song is... I love it. I think it's a really good song. I honestly haven't listened to it enough.
Well, if anything comes out of this pod, if the only thing that comes from it is motivation.
That feels like a statement, dude.
It is a statement. It's a personal statement for me, and I've felt it for a long time that this was a top five Kanye song. Now, could I put it at number five, maybe? But you know what? I'm standing by my ground. I love that song. It just resonates so. I just think it's awesome. I don't know. It just gets.
It's definitely overlooked when you consider the top hits of Graduation.
It's so overlooked. It gets overwhelmed.
I feel like people. You never hear people even put like the first three songs off.
No,
that.
They wouldn't. They might not even rank it in their top five. Once you get done with like Flashing Lights, Stronger, Can't Tell Me Nothing, Good Life, it's like boom. You already have four that people were probably going to put it over. But dude, this song is just like it's just art. Like it's just a really just a work of art. Like the sample, the beat drop, the switch up at the end, and his lyrics are just awesome. I mean, the song is incredible.
It is really amazing. I really wish that we could play these songs while we're talking about them. It would make the podcast so much better without getting copyrighted.
It would.
Because I'm listening to it like right now as you're talking about it, and it's just like it's awesome. It just sounds great. So I suggest like if you're listening to this podcast, listen along, like play the songs that we're talking about, and it'll make it so much better. So much better.
Once we say a song title, you could just pause the podcast and go listen to the song if you need like a little
refresh. Right. Cause honestly, that's all it takes. You just hit play
and you're like,
give it 10 seconds. You're like, oh shit. I remember how fucking good this is. But yeah, I mean, yeah, this I Wonder is really good. Yeah, Blood on the Leaves. I just find it just amazing piece of work. Amazing piece of work. And number one is Runaway.
Obviously.
You both have it.
Well, actually, I put part two, Father Stretch My Hands.
Silver Surfer Interlude.
Easy. I put Christmas in Harlem. It's my favorite song ever. I can't give it more praise than that. Like, if I could only listen to one song ever again, it would be this song. I just think, because you have to put the context around it, like, just the fact that he did the whole Taylor Swift thing and then he got so much backlash after that. And then he just like went, I think, to go like live in Japan to like get away from paparazzi and stuff. And then like exactly a year later, he comes back to the VMAs, to the scene of the crime, if you will. And how does like Kanye sort of like get the people to love him again? At this point, Power had already come out, but instead of performing Power, what does he perform? Like, okay, this is his big moment where all the people are watching, you know, this is when I guess people still care about shit like the VMAs, but like, I certainly don't, you know, care about the VMAs or watching it anymore, but whatever, there's a lot of eyeballs and you think, okay, he could come back with like a pop song. He could come back with like, just a totally like, sort of like, you know, something that's not going to offend anyone basically. And instead he just comes back with a song that's basically like, I'm a douchebag and you know, that's what it is. And you're going to love it and you're just going to have to deal with it. And everyone's like, yep, that's true. And it's like, all right. And then he just won everybody over and the crowd's chanting his name as he comes off the stage. Like, I just think that performance with the ballerinas and he's in the middle of the stage with like that weird keyboard thing, just hitting the notes. Then Pusha T comes on stage and just goes crazy. And then Kanye gets into like the vocoder, like whatever distortion auto-tune thing for his voice. It's just like, this is out of control. He's got the red suit on. It's like, God, man.
People who pay like hundreds of or thousands of dollars for concert tickets, like that is what you spend it on. 100%. You know, performances like that, Kanye's runaway. I mean, it's just, I mean, he's one of the best like performers. Everything about it, he just, he has so much like attention to detail. So it's like awesome to see. And obviously the song's great. It's very powerful. And I mean, it's probably, it's one of Kanye's most iconic songs.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
Yeah, what would you say Kanye's most iconic song is?
I mean, well, I'm biased, so I would say Runaway, but I guess like if I had to say like what is the most Kanye song, where if like you say Kanye, what do people think of? Like, I think it might be Stronger.
That's, I'm going to see his most, oh, there's a Close on Sunday music video. It's, that's interesting.
It's his most streamed song on Spotify, Stronger is.
Yeah, I would probably say that that probably is. Let me just double check. There's like nothing on here. That's so annoying. Kanye West.
Because I think it might be his highest ranking song on the Hot 100 too. Like, I don't know if he's ever had a bigger hit. Like, I think Stronger went number one. I'm not a Gold Digger went number one. Which is obviously on either of our lists. Stronger went number one too, and those are the only.
There are three. Yeah. There are three songs that are Kanye features that have more than his solo most popular song
on Apple Music.
So, no, on YouTube.
Okay.
Can you name? Can you name one?
Is it the frick?
So it's song
Katy Perry.
Yes.
Oh, that's just brutal.
That was the most with almost 600 million views. Can you name another one? It's with someone who's of this generation of rap.
Oh, is it? Is it?
They're wearing.
On the sound with Jay-Z? These blonde.
No, they're running. Like these, I said it's from this generation.
Yeah,
this rapper that they're wearing like the block suits.
Oh, they look like blocks. Dude, terrible! Freaking Little Pump fan.
Yeah, I love it.
That's terrible. And then this one, give me some.
I totally forgot the song even seconds. Existed. Yeah.
God, what terrible! Just terrible.
And then it's Stronger with 350 million views. Who let's see, who has the most viewed? Who has comparing to Drake and Kanye? Oh. I'm going to say Drake because he has new, he's like the new era. So, like, his Drake, best song.
Drake will blow all those out of the water. Are you kidding me? Are you talking just YouTube views? Drake probably has like 10, 15 songs that are more viewed than Stronger.
He has like a couple billion. Oh, shit. I did a rating. View count, Drake. Let's see. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Bling has 1.6 billion. God's Plan has 1.1 billion. Oh my God. Bad Bunny featuring Drake. Mia has 1 billion.
Oh, that's kind of surprising. I like that song a lot, but I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah. Not a billion. What's My Name? And that was only, that came out a year ago.
Wait, what?
I mean, I think Bad Bunny.
Oh, okay. Bunny. I thought you said, What's My Name? How much does that have?
800 million.
Okay. And is that the next one?
Yeah. Travis Scott, Sicko Mode, featuring Drake, 560 million.
Okay.
That, I think, I can't believe that Drake didn't put like a solo song to his verse. I mean, oh my gosh.
I'm still not crazy about Drake's verse on Sicko Mode. Sorry.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. No, I'm not kidding you.
Beginning the intro?
Oh, the intro is the best part of the song.
Yeah, the intro. Yeah,
that's the best part of the entire song.
Yeah, I'm saying like if he oh my God. When I first heard that, I was like, oh my God, this is it. this is going to be one of Drake's, or one of the best songs, like,
what's ever. Funny is that and the rest of the song doesn't live up to the intro, but it's still a really good song.
Yeah. That's why I was, like, disappointing when I first heard it, honestly. It was
disappointing. And it still is.
Everyone's like, oh, the beat drop. I'm like, no, the beat shouldn't have dropped. The beat was amazing. Why is the beat dropping? Why is the beat dropping? No.
What is the song that didn't, like, what was the other song where they just stuck with the original beat? Could we have gotten that song, please? And it totally switches up to, like, this, like, weird, I don't, like, Travis does good, but, like, I don't like that beat all that much. Like, it's just not on the same level. Like, it's good, but it's just the fact that Life is Good has 523 million views is an absolute disgrace.
Well, the thing is that YouTube is just more popular than ever. So all the newer songs, the numbers are going to get inflated.
Yeah, that's fair. But come on, man. 500 million views in 4 months, that crappy ass song.
That's crazy. That's going to be like his most... song. Oh god, it's a good music video.
The music video is the best part, that's for sure.
Tusi Slide has 100 million in a month. That's not gonna do. That's kind of,
yeah, that needs to be like 250 million if it was really gonna like get up there. Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't really have too much else to say now. I'm just scrolling through Drake's YouTube songs. But
same.
Used to. That was another bad one with Future.
Oh, Used to This?
Yeah. I don't like that song at all.
It's cool.
It's whatever.
Kind of. It was the first Drake and Future song, really. What the hell? Besides, what's the first one that they had? Fucking Never Satisfied.
That song is amazing.
There is the fucking... Oh, I know. For so long, I had like the... some other bullshit version without like Drake's extra verse or the something. You know, it just wasn't as...
No, the short version is really good on Future's album, but then the fuller version is worth making the full version. What the hell is this Romeo Santos song with Drake? Let me listen to this.
Oh, all videos. I hate this stupid new YouTube shit. Just like, it's like all sectioned. Just give me all the videos. Just give me all. All right,
I don't think I've ever heard this Odeo song.
I've seen it. I don't remember probably listening to it. Where? How long ago was that uploaded?
6 years ago. Just like what?
Oh, God. 6 years
ago. How about Forever? Remember that?
Of course.
10 years ago? Wow, that's crazy to think about. 2000.
Jodeci Freestyle is really good. That's when J. Cole was good.
J. Cole, what a guy.
I don't see this. It's not on Drake's channel, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean... Hype.
Oh, remember Hype?
It's Hype.
Versace. Terrible.
Hype is horrible.
Drake put the Versace remix on his channel.
Did he really?
Oh my gosh.
That's a great verse.
I'm a body. This is a gated community. Please get the fuck off that property. This is what he put Migos on. Fucking, they should be bowing to fucking Migos. I mean, Migos should be bound to Drake.
He did put them on, I think they did a music video for Versace, and Drake didn't even show up. Like, what the hell, man?
But he wasn't. But they didn't do his verse, though.
Well, probably because they couldn't get him to come to the. If he said, "I'll come to the music video shoot," I'm sure they would have thrown his verse in the music video.
Like, the Migos honestly weren't that special at this time.
They really were. I mean, I don't. Besides, what is there? What's their Quavo. Album?
Quavo Take Off.
Offset. No, I know their names. The one good album. Culture. Yeah.
Culture, let me see.
I just love Kelly Price. That's my Migos song.
Culture. Yeah, Culture is really good with T-Shirt. What the Price, Kelly Price.
Bentley Truck, yeah, that's my
favorite. Bad and Bougie. I forgot about Bad and Bougie.
Yeah.
Bad and Bougie was so big. I couldn't believe it. I could not believe how big it got. I thought it was like too rappy.
You want to talk about not believing how big a song was? You know the recent song that Travis Scott and Kid Cudi did?
Yeah, Scott's, the Scott's.
Yeah, you know that went number one?
What do you mean number one?
Like it was
number one.
Number one on Billboard.
I don't understand.
Like the Hot 100. How? I don't understand either. I'm extremely confused. But it,
as a huge Cudi and huge, like I love Travis and Cudi. It was fine.
Yeah.
It really was not special.
But I still don't understand how it went number one because like it doesn't have that many streams. Like I'm extremely confused.
How does that work?
Like did they hack the system or something? Like I still don't understand it. Like on YouTube, it has 40 million views. Oh, maybe because I think they debuted it on Fortnite. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Yep, that is why. Travis did a, I think it's Travis Scott Fortnite. That's so weird. That's the first thing that comes up, unless they're listening.
Yeah, the Google is listening to what we're saying.
The Scots. 27 million views. That's not a lot.
Yeah, and it was there. It was at number one for 1 week, and then it dropped to number 12 in the next week. Like, it was just a...
Yeah, because the streams aren't really there.
It's kind of crazy.
The beat is good.
Yeah, the beat is... And I actually like Travis Scott's like part in the beginning more than the rest of the song, but... you want to wrap this up? I don't have much else to say here. We sort of just ran.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty much it. Yeah, we got like 3 minutes left. That's
wait,
it.
How many do we have? Yeah, it's similar.
All right. Oh, shit. Okay. We blew the 10 and a half out the water, though, for sure. Okay, so Blood on the Leaves, Can't Tell Me Nothing, St. Pablo. Devil in a New Dress, so that's 4. Flashing Lights, Stronger, Heartless, New Slaves, Guilt Trip, Lost in the World, so that's 10.
Touch the Sky is 11.
Diamonds from the Sky, Diamonds from Sierra Leone, Touch the Sky, so that's 12. Okay. And Runaway, oh shit, so 13.
13, all right, yeah, we did beat it. Well, no, Real Friends, did you say?
Yeah, did you have Real Friends? Yeah. Oh, shit. Okay, 14.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's it. Because you didn't have Father Stretch on the list. And or Jesus Walks, okay.
And you didn't have I Wonder, and you didn't have Power. And
no.
And you didn't have
Say You Will.
And I didn't have Say You Will. And you didn't have Streetlights.
Right.
And I didn't have Jesus Walk.
You didn't have Dark Fantasy.
And I didn't have Dark Fantasy. All right. Yeah. I mean, we're mostly on the same page. And I had Christian Dior and you didn't. Okay. All right, folks.
That's pretty good. So if you took the over, you win. We'll send you $5. So tweet at us.
I mean, yeah. Seriously, if somebody tweets at us.
And yet follow us.
If you tweet us and follow us on Twitter and say that you listen to this podcast, we will each Venmo you $5. That's a guarantee. Unless you already know you.
That I like. We are accepting that challenge.
100%.
So if you're listening, Yeah, if you're listening to that to this podcast, follow us on Twitter. I don't care if you have to make one. Follow us on Twitter. Tweet at us, and we will Venmo you or Cash App you $5. American dollar bills.
And just wait to see what we'll give you if you find us on TikTok. You don't even want to know what the prize will be for that if you find our TikTok account. Yeah.
Woo. Okay. So we will see you in our mentions.
Yep.
That's all, folks.
See you.
Peace.